We're going to talk to Captain Chris Sims. He's the public information officer for Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And Captain Sims, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
It is always a pleasure to speak with you. I have no complaints. I'm doing well. One of the big topics that everybody's been talking about are these cameras, flock cameras, and other names that they go by. I guess, first of all, what's the official policy coming out of Alachua County Sheriff's Office? And then some thoughts about these cameras as tools.
Absolutely. I'm so thankful that you asked that question, because it's obviously it's very important for law enforcement to be very transparent and also educate the public on any type of tools that we're using. And I want to first start off with this. You know, we've been using automated license plate reading technology for the last 11 years here in Alachua County. And what we did a really, really poor job of was actually educating the community on what this technology is and what it is not. And so as we move forward, and we become so used to this technology in law enforcement, we thought nothing of, let's now go to a new system of stationary plate readers, right, where you put a pole up and you stick the plate reader on a public roadway. Well, as any curious citizen who understands, their rights to privacy and hey, what is that? And as they start digging in, they start asking a lot of questions. They start getting information, some of which is true, some of which is not. And it creates quite the storm. And so once the storm is there, right, as law enforcement, we're coming on the back end trying to help the public understand what is true and what is not. But in the public's eyes, well, you guys have used this forever and you've never said one word to us. So why should we believe you now? So I understand those sentiments. And so does the sheriff. And quite honestly, we have had a very strict policy for many years now related to license plate readers, the use of license plate readers. That technology, while it's an incredible enhancement to law enforcement, everything from we had an incident recently where a elderly lady was being put in as a silver alert. And before they could even put the silver alert out on the interstate roadways, license plate reading camera coming into our county had already caught her tag, notified us that she was missing out of Sarasota County, and we immediately were able to stop out with her and safely secure her until her family could get here from about 2.5 hours away. So, and those incidents happen all the time. Double homicide in Union County, within an hour we're behind the suspect because a license plate reader sees that he's coming into our county. Obviously, many in our community know how that end, we surround him with the SWAT team. He eventually takes his life, but he is no longer victimizing people anywhere in this county or in the surrounding counties.
One of the things that comes up when we have this discussion is if everything's on the up and up, then it becomes a privacy issue with how comfortable people are. But then you hear the stories, and I know they're anecdotal, but you hear stories of law enforcement or other officials that have access to these cameras to use them for things like stalking a girlfriend or an ex-wife. How can there be protections in place that would keep these systems from being abused?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's twofold, right? So the first part to that is that is public knowledge for one specific reason, right? If you think about how the public came to know about any bad users or misusers, it's because clearly that law enforcement agency had some type of policy to audit or look into users. They identified that this person was misusing the system, and they then held them accountable by terminating them, oftentimes criminally charging them, and then being transparent and telling the media, this is what happened. And so for me, I'm thankful that those agencies clearly did the right thing, or else we would never know, right? Because if they covered it up, you wouldn't know about it. That's the first part. The second part is this. The law in the state of Florida, 100%, I think everyone can agree, is way too broad, right? The law basically says there's license plate readers and you can use them. as law enforcement. It doesn't dictate retention rates. It doesn't dictate, criminal policy if you're caught with misuse. It doesn't dictate a lot of parameters, right? So the law enforcement agencies were kind of scrambling to look for best practices. I can tell you, not only was our policy really tight, and when I say really tight, I mean you have to have three different criteria to even do a search, or else the system just it won't search anything. And we have automated audit alert systems that we've been using. So even if we don't catch something, oftentimes the system will catch anomalies like, hey, why did they search the same tag, you know, three or four times within a 10-minute period? Hey, why are they trying to find information on this tag that's greater than 30 days old? And so we immediately, oftentimes we're auditing every day, and then we have audit policies in place related to a user has to have all these different certifications that aren't required by the law, but they're required by us for us to even cut on access for them. We have gone a step further with all of this, and we've tightened it even more. Now we have already cut on that we won't even share outside the state of Florida. So unless it's Florida law enforcement, we will not share any data. We've cut down retention to 14 days. If there's no lawful or no criminal issue within 14 days, it's going to automatically purge out of the system. And then we've made it so that sergeants and above are the only people who can actually, what we call hot list. So if someone went missing, they could place the tag in there to alert us if we had a felony vehicle, something like that. But we're only going to allow that now, sergeant and above. And we're only going to allow a specific group of deputies to even have search capabilities. So we're really tightening the reins on this thing. I will say, though, the sheriff agrees that with leaving this technology in place where it's allowed. And so we obviously know that DOT, and I think this is temporary, but DOT has removed permitting or revoked permitting on the state roadways. We're going to abide by that. But in the other areas where we're the technology is extremely beneficial, extremely useful, we're going to continue it, and we are going to hold people accountable. It's a level 5 violation if you search inappropriately and potentially criminally charged. A level 5 for us basically means you're headed towards termination.
Well, as you know, in law enforcement, you know, the HIPAA regulations when it comes to medical records and stuff is a very strict kind of scenario as well. Yet you do have a lot of people that can access the system. But what they utilize in most hospital situations is you have a unique login, very unique just to you as a person, so that if you are found to be searching for something that you have no cause or reason to, let's just say you heard a famous person was in the hospital and you go digging through their charts and their medical records, that can come back on you because they'll know specifically who exactly accessed the information. And then, you know, in that case, they would be terminated. So do you have the same kind of a system where it's a unique login? They know keystrokes and who's on the computer at any given time?
Yes, sir. We do. So every single user who has allowed access to the system has a unique user ID and password. And so no two users are the same. And there's also criteria, right? The user has certain access. So we have like a toggle button system. So let's say that you're a user who you're not allowed to search based upon our policy, but you can still get alerts. We would toggle it so that you have no search capability, but you're still allowed alert capability. Kind of like the hot list thing I explained here soon when the new policy finishes approval, deputies will not be able to hot list. So when if a deputy tried to hot list, it would be turned off. It'd be inaccessible, but the supervisor could do it. So,
well, really, thanks for covering it so thoroughly.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I think that, you know, the state is going to put these things on hold. They're going to come up with guardrails, probably very similar to what the sheriff's office is already doing in Alachua County. And then everybody else will, you know, play catch up. Look, technology gets ahead of laws. Let's rectify that and still have good tools for law enforcement without the abuse part of it. Captain Chris Sims, PIO for Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Thanks again. Great to see you.
Great to see you, Bob. Thank you.